Hey! What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Chillin' with Chillas podcast. I am your host, who will forever do the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast. It is your boy, and hopefully still, one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to, Chillest. And I hope you're all doing well. Hope you're having a great day, a great afternoon, a great evening, or a great night, depending on what time you choose to tune in and listen to the Chillin' with Chillas podcast. I hope you've experienced nothing but positive vibes, amazing people, and great food in any specific order that you all want and are comfortable with. And most importantly, I do hope that you all have a place to go to when the world does the most with its trials and tribulations, sponsored and brought to you by Life. You hear how smooth it is? It's getting better and better. We are back on another lovely Saturday. Now, despite me saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, I am recording this late. My apologies, but we are still dropping Saturday nonetheless. So you may all choose to listen to this tomorrow. But if you all choose to listen to this, the love and appreciation is forever at the same 100 million, thousand, trillion, billion percent. Thank you all for tuning into last week's episode and every other episode before that, whether it be for a second, a minute, or for the entire episode. I love and appreciate you all the same, as I just stated. I'm feeling really good today. And I do have a lot to talk about. Now, despite my demeanor, the title has to do with everything I came across last week. But before I get into all of that, let me just say to each and every single one of you, happy October. It is October 2nd. We entered October yesterday, which means we are officially in Halloween season. We're officially in pre-Thanksgiving season. We're officially in pre-Christmas season. Pretty much, it's the holiday season. Everyone starts early, or they start different, and they end late, or they end different. It just varies. Me, I just assumed October was for Halloween and to prep for November, Thanksgiving, and in the end of November we would get into the Christmas, maybe December 10th, December 14th, and then the last week of December obviously would be New Year's Eve, New Year's, and that is that. But everyone's different, and you're all obviously allowed to express and celebrate these holidays however you want, when you want. But working in retail, certain things are just kind of like burned in your head, so it was weird to me when I heard Christmas music late September, because in my head, working in retail, you usually don't hear about Christmas until maybe October. I could be wrong because it's been a while, but I was just already preparing myself and someone jumped the gun. It was my Lyft driver. I think I mentioned that on last episode too. They just started playing Christmas music and I'm just like, okay, we're doing this now. So, back to what I was talking about, though, in general. So, I had read that the U.S. Treasury is at risk of running out of money by October 18th if Congress cannot come to an agreement. Unemployment, Social Security, and military payments are at risk. When I first read this, I originally assumed that I was reading that the U.S. Treasury was at risk of running out of money by October 18th. That was all I saw, and I was like, what the hell is going on? Now, the way politics works, as we all know, is that it's hard to believe what's being stated because you don't know if this affects everyone, or we all know, rather, that this doesn't affect everyone. Just those that usually get the brunt of any of these laws passed or rules given out, however you want to go about it and call it. I don't believe anything. I believe that we actually have money. We just don't want to go and excuse me, they just don't want to dig into their pockets to produce what it is that they want to produce. So they'd rather take it out of our pockets, aka the middle and lower classes. And I to this day, I really don't understand any of it. Like, I get it, but I just don't get it at the same time, too. If you are running a country and you're responsible or you are aiming for your country's success, how is it that half have to lose for others to win? And that's considered a win. And it's only serious if those who usually win lose, and then it's a national problem. I never got that. I will never understand it. It's maddening, it's sad, it's heartbreaking, it's stupid, and every time I talk about it, I get pissed off. Because people's lives are affected. And we're supposed to have empathy when it matters, but if the same people in a different social class get affected, it's not that important. Another thing everything is all tying together. I'm reading also that certain places are making the vaccine mandatory. And I'm saying to myself, what happened to being essential? Now, from what I'm hearing, if you don't choose to get the vaccine, you're going to lose your job. So if your jobs demand you take it, despite how you may feel about it, you're going to lose your job. So just because you feel uncomfortable with something, you're going to lose your income. I get it on a scale of, hey, look, we're trying to look out for our businesses to make sure that they keep going. But we were the same people that were maneuvering around through the unknown where we were deemed essential and we had to go out there. Now, all of a sudden, we're just disposable. The minute we decide to just say, hey, look, even if we comply to wear the mask, it doesn't seem to be enough. I could sit here and talk about how controlling, manipulative everything was leading up until this point, but you all knew that. I've been reading a lot of responses on social media, and everybody is just genuinely pissed because I don't want to take something that I don't fully trust, and rightfully so, I have to lose my job. What happened to 6 feet? What happened to the mask? What happened to doing things safe and sound? All that went out the window because keep in mind, before the vaccine was distributed, it wasn't really that crazy with the death tolls. I'm not saying that as an excuse, but meaning there was some control and we started to see better results. But now it's just, hey, if you don't take this, I hope they have that same type of energy when it comes to voting for half these assholes in office. Excuse my language. I'm sorry, mom and family who tune in and listen. I got to be very mindful now. Because this is crazy. Pretty soon, I can see it now when it comes to the next election or for the couple of elections that are coming up. Listen, it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or not. You will be able to exercise your right to vote as an American citizen. Cue fake ass applause. I can't tell you all just how done I am with this country, in all honesty. And when I say this country, I don't mean where I live. I'm talking about the people that run it. When I tell you we need a cleanse from everybody, all the old heads in office who have these stupid biased laws that they could never see what's wrong with it, get them out. Get these people who are just in it for the money and to feed the 1%. I'm so sick of all of it and I'm tired of talking about it. And it's really grinding my gears because Dollar Tree decided that they wanted to sell stuff that costs more than a dollar. Basically being family. I'm yelling. I'm sorry. My bad. I just feel like it's so appropriate that all of this stuff is happening around October because it's scary hours indeed. It's spooky time. Which is also hilarious because Netflix is going to air the final season of On My Block October 4th, which has a character named Spooky. So when I say that all of this comes full circle, it doesn't get any better than that. I just don't get the angle, or I choose to not understand the angle. I don't get it. I don't get why most conversations are still being had generations later. I don't get why we all can't come together. COVID affects everyone. And what I mean by that is this should have been something, or this should have been the thing that brings us all together and empathizes. Everyone was scared to go outside at one point in time. People were fearing their lives. Now we're at this point where it's like we're not considering everyone's feelings. And it's all through social media. Social media is the reason why I'm pissed off, because people sometimes can just be so insensitive and they say things based on the principle that it's their freedom to say things. But meanwhile, they're also these same people that don't want to hear things that affect or hurts or offends them. And it's crazy. I saw a post. It was a picture of a gravesite. And on the headstones were quotes, basically quotes people use as to why they didn't choose to take the vaccine. Like, you really can't understand why a person doesn't want to take something right away. If I am able to maneuver around, not interact with anyone, keep 6 feet, stay sanitized, stay clean, do anything and everything in my power to remain healthy and keep my immune system strong, is it so hard to believe why that person or I wouldn't want to take the vaccine? Oh, you want to affect our children or our kids. Yeah, we're doing that before the vaccine came. Jobs still had to be done. Essential workers had to be deemed that so they can continue to work. Everything was considered irrelevant until it had to be relevant. Now it's important to do this. Now, I fall into that category of people who are uncomfortable with taking a virus. And like I said before, if that results in me having to not visit certain people anymore or go to certain places, I'm fine with that. That is the result of me following what's comfortable for myself. I'm not going to go outside and push my way of living among everyone being insensitive. But it's like we live in this world where one way is the only way. And it only matters if that one way is questioned by the majority or the powerful. I'm 12 minutes in and I'm already stressed out. I don't even know how long this episode is going to be. I wanted to talk about Dear White People Volume 4. I finally got a chance to watch that. It's funny because I started, I want to say Monday, and I fell asleep. I finished episode 4 and I fell asleep. For some reason, I was convinced that Tuesday morning that I was on episode 8, 9, and 10. So I missed some episodes in between. So I went back to watch it. I thought it was brilliantly done. Sorry that I'm so tongue-tied. As you can see, I'm a little tongue-tied. A lot of this really stresses me out because we are going through the same thing every time. There's no change, even if it's something that can affect everyone on the same level. There's no budge. There's no change in the system. It's still, there's still no empathy. It's still one-sided. It's still just being looked at. We're being looked at as percentages and dollar signs. Pros and cons to a business. We're not being looked at as people who care about our health. We can't seem to come to an agreement. It's either this way or that way. This way or no way. And it's crazy to me. Like, it's genuinely crazy to me. But let me just stay on one topic at a time. So I finished Dear White People Volume 4. There was a lot of mixed reviews and a lot of backlash because they decided to go the musical route. But I kind of saw the hidden meaning behind it. I'm not saying like I'm woke or I watched it to watch with my third eye. I think the whole point is sometimes you have to send the message in a different way so people can receive it, or the people that you want to receive it finally get it. It's like when you have a friend who speaks a different language. You can't talk to him in your language, so you need somebody to translate it. You need that in between. And I think them being a musical with their final season gravitated to a higher audience who's now more aware than they were before as to the topics that were being discussed. That's my whole opinion. That's all I wanted to talk about. From that, I wrote it down on the list. When is it all going to change? Like, more and more every day, I just say to myself, we have so much more power than they tell us that we have. And we're able to make so much change by participating in something or not participating in something. We make this country. I'm not saying that we decided to work during a pandemic to be deemed essential workers and praised. We were doing that to make sure we continue having a consistent living. And nothing was changing where we had to leave jobs or stay home and lose money and end up breaking our foundation. That's the stuff that I think we were all focused on. But we got this praise and joy about how we were dedicated. And then when it comes down to it, we're all treated like shit. Now it's like, all right, listen, we get that you was in the trenches and you were out there risking your life to provide for yourself and provide for the people that come to you in your work environment. But now it's like you're not following what we're doing. So be gone with you. People still getting criticized for not taking the COVID shot. And it's like, it's not your choice to make. And if you don't respect their choice, that's fine. But you don't heckle them to take it. Let me ask most of you who are pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine. Pretty much those who want to push their way down people's throats. Say you take the vaccine. You're healthy, you're fine, you're cool. So you decide to tell everybody around you, or quote-unquote use your voice to, I got a text message. And then you persuaded somebody to do that. They weren't ready. And they end up experiencing a different result than you. How would you feel about that? Or would you not care because you're more focused on getting your point across and having people follow your way? Like, do we stop and think about what we say and how we say it and who we say it to before we say anything? Or do we just blurt it out because we're defended by some quote-unquote divine God-given right to say and do what it is we want? Our government is focusing on the wrong things and the things that they need to be worried about. They're not even batting an eye. It's like, yeah, listen, women's bodies, if you take this woman to make this free, this choice made out of her own free will to do something that we don't like, then you're done. You're going to get fined. You're going to jail as in someone who aided her in this quote unquote crime. It's like the more you hear about what the government's talking about, the more you ask yourself, am I watching reality TV? And it's going to get worse from here on out. It's been getting progressively worse. But there has been no signs of better. And I know I talked about this in an episode before. I really am trying to not talk about COVID anymore. I'm not trying to talk about anything pertaining to the government, to COVID, to making choices about your body. I'm done with all of that because this is my answer for all of that. It's your choice. Whatever you choose to do, as long as you're comfortable with doing it, you make those choices. Don't let the criticisms or the pressures from others to reconsider what you're doing get to you. If you are 10 toes to the ground, firmly planted, 100% sure that you want to stick with what it is that you announced, then you do that. Simple, period. That's it. There's no reason where we should be in this state where we're still trying to convince others to do the right thing for our benefit. And then we're going to use what people would do that they deem stupid as an example. Well, you did this and you're not going to do this. My day is still good. My night is great. I'm not even going to, in all honesty, I think I'm going to stop this at the 25-minute mark. All I just wanted to talk about, this was all inspired by Dollar Tree upping the price. I really feel like since we're running out of money, quote unquote, a lot of places are just going to up the prices out of nowhere. And that's how they're going to be able to make something. So while we think we're getting a say and this is not happening, or a law passes where we think it's going to benefit us, it's still going to bite us later on. We're just probably not going to realize it. I don't. I get that we all have our own free, like, we're given the freedom to make our own choices. But how is it that we don't use our freedom to sit and think about what we want to be told, or something that we want done for us, or something we're not uncomfortable with? Just not even what it is specifically, but the idea that you're uncomfortable with somebody doing something to you that you don't like. And yet we just push past that when we try to push things down people's throats on how to live, how to act, how to speak. It's crazy. It's asinine. We can all be coming together and aiming for the bigger picture, making change. But we're just in this same cycle over and over and over again. And in all honesty, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I do know. I just don't know what to say anymore at this point. That's a lie. I actually do know what to say. I just don't know if I should say it anymore. Please be human before anything, before you say anything, before you do anything. Be human. If something someone is doing is not affecting your life in any way possible, leave them alone. Leave them be. Now, there's the right way to help people, and there are times when you should intervene and help people. But for something like this, come on. Have compassion. Have a heart. Don't guilt people for not taking a vaccine or guilt people for taking a vaccine. Stop. Leave people alone. How is it that we had a conversation about mental health almost 2 years ago and all of that goes out the window the minute we become compromised? It's like we talk about something and then we forget about it. When it comes to boycotts, when it comes to leaving stuff alone because we figured out or we discovered that there's dark intentions behind all of that. I wasn't even going to talk about this, but it just popped in my head. The whole thing with R. Kelly. People are still debating whether or not they should listen to his music. A lot of people are saying the musical genius is different from the person we have today. So by that logic, anyone who we kept saying should go to court and all of their stuff should be taken with them, that there's an exception to that all of a sudden. But we want to sit here and talk about what people should be doing with their lives. And forgive me, I know I'm saying we a lot. I know it's not all of us. I just don't know how to simplify it while speaking at the same time, because I'm really going off the dome here. I just really wish we could all come together, help heal one another, support each other in every single way. Sha'Carri Richardson, I hope I'm saying her name right. When she wasn't able to participate in the Olympics because she was smoking marijuana, we all felt sorry for her. Then she was able to race again and she lost and we made fun of her. It's like, what the hell is going on? Let her compete. She's going through mental health issues. She lost her mom and she's going through. But the minute she lost, that didn't even matter anymore because everybody had memes, right? Everybody was laughing. It's like, what the hell? What is going on? You know what? I feel like I did jump all over the place this episode, and I sincerely apologize because all of this is connected to the same thing, lack of empathy, which is something that I talk about a lot on this podcast. A lot. And if we don't start with learning to empathize with one another, how we progress as a whole is never going to make a huge impact. It's going to make a dent, slowly but surely. But we're always going to be in the same circle, the same toxic cycle, the same old BS. And that's all I really wanted to say today. But today was great. I had a wonderful day, personally. It was awesome. It was amazing. I feel good. I'm very prepared to grow forward. I'm going to use this platform to speak my piece, to share with all of you what I feel should be done. You know, some safe suggestions. Jesus, I'm just... Can I get a water? Like, what am I paying you for? I know I don't pay you. I'm just... All right, whoa, whoa. Put your phone down, buddy. I'm going to leave it on this note. Hopefully, despite me kind of like jumping in from one thing to another because I'm speaking about this so passionately, I do hope that you are all trying to, I do hope that you all figure out what it is I'm trying to say, but I will clarify even better with the following episode. Thank you all for tuning in and listening to the Chillin' with Chillas podcast. I love and appreciate every single one of you. And I will speak with you all next Saturday. Peace, be safe, be sound, keep your feet to the ground. No matter you're in or out, stay roundabout. What are y'all doing? But I'm off this. Enjoy yourselves, be safe. Remember, stick to your morals. Chillest. Out.